Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You right here at WCWP.org. You're now tuning in to Talk of the Town, Jerry. So that's when we talk about what's going on in the town. And also, I know that you were really interested in Boston Blackie, the old-time radio show. And I, once again, taking notes. And what are your thoughts on old-time radio?
Fantastic. I was a product of it as a kid. I used to listen to Richard Colmar when he and his wife did a program, Breakfast with Dorothy and Dick. Dorothy was Dorothy Kilgallen, the famous columnist, and so the weeknight that it was time for the radio broadcast at night, his wife would ask him, "So what's going to happen to Boston Blackie tonight?" And he said, "You'll have to tune in to listen." And Boston Blackie was a fascinating character that was created by a person who actually did time in prison. And then he was a reformed prisoner, and the character came out of that. And so many of us enjoyed that program. Along with so many of the others that you do here every week, the 15-minute segments, I can remember, 5 o'clock was Terry and the Pirates, a World War II item. 5:15, Superman, brought to you by Kellogg's Pep. Look, up in the sky, is it a bird? Is it a plane? No, it's Superman. 5:30, Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy, brought to you by Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions. Have you tried Wheaties, Breakfast of Champions? And we'll listen to these broadcasts.
Hey,
and
Dan Cox, if you're listening to, I think Jerry might have a new radio show.
There we go, right.
The Lone Ranger was on 7:30. That was a half hour. And that was brought to you usually by General Mills, makers of Cheerios with those little letter O's. And the Lone Ranger was supposedly a real Texas Ranger from the 19th century, and he saved good people. He was for the community. And so we really got very involved in those radio shows. And back to Boston Blackie again, that was a mystery. There were others too. There were the Shadow. Mm-hmm. Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows. I remember items like these. So
they were only 15 minutes in length each show?
Well, the ones that we play were like 30 minutes.
Yeah. 30. Yeah. But some were 15, yeah. Some were 30.
Yeah, because I've seen, like when I look it up, they're
some
all different.
Some were 30. And the other part of radio that I miss today, another major part, are the baseball games made popular by Red Barber for the Brooklyn Dodgers and Mel Allen for the Yankees. They were really extraordinary people. They are two of the announcers that are in the Baseball Hall of Fame for announcing. And our teachers, starting around the sixth grade, actually said it's okay for you to do your homework while you're listening to the Yankees or the Dodgers, because they wanted us to capture the phrasing that Red Barber and Mel Allen used. They were exquisite interpreters of the English language. They're just marvelous. So that's what I miss. I think there's nothing like listening to a ball game on the radio, in part because you're imagining what happened. Once TV came, you're seeing everything. And so there's actually less for the announcers to do. But these were very exciting personalities, Red Barber and Mel Allen, to show you how important the microphone is.
Right.
1951 was when Bobby Thompson hit a home run against Ralph Branca in Brooklyn, where the Giants win the pennant. Russ Hodges at the Giants end is yelling, "The Giants win the pennant, the Giants win the pennant." That's been recorded. Red Barber, although, as I just said, was an exquisite interpreter of the English language, simply said, "The Giants won the pennant." He stopped, he turned the microphone around so that the listening audience would hear the roar of the crowd for several minutes. And that is one of the most famous silences, if there's such a word, in radio history. Because here is this man, so gifted in English, who said, "The fans don't want to hear me. They want to hear the excitement of what happened."
Brilliant.
Oh, yeah. That's, you know, and that's, I think that's a great overview of the importance of radio. And, you know, I laugh because, you know, my dad is such a big Yankees fan, and he'll watch, you know, the game on TV. But he really, truly prefers sitting outside and listening to it on the radio. And I'm like, how are you even, and to me, it's such a foreign concept, because I'm like, how do you even know what's happening? Because first of all, his radio is a little staticky.
Yeah.
So it
adds
that adds to it. Static is great.
I guess that's
what
my
dad,
because I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my God, this is driving me insane. I hear like this like buzzing. But there's times, I'm like, why don't you just watch on TV? And he's like, I just prefer to listen to it on the radio.
I remember when I was a little girl and I would stay with my grandparents. They were in Queens. And my grandpa would be on the couch. He would have the radio on, listening to a game. The television would also be on a different game, but he'd be listening. He wouldn't be watching, and he'd be reading the sports section of the newspaper.
He's trying to maximize his time. Yeah.
You know, my mother, my family, we were raised, they were diehard baseball fans. My parents are from the Bronx, and, you know, Yankees all the way.
Yeah, and and Ev always has, you know, was always listening to it on her little radio.
She always had,
well.
Yeah.
Radio, but I think it's it is something special, you know, and just to hear, you know, your memories of, and I'm so impressed. I mean, how you can remember all that? I can't remember what I watched last night, you know. So I am very impressed with his. He even had the commercials down.
I like the commercials.
Yes, I enjoyed the commercials too. I could listen to that for a half hour.
That was great.
But you know, it's really, and that's, you know, we started doing this show, and we wanted to put these old time radios on. You know, we'd ask people certain ones that meant something to them, and obviously we had to get the ones that were in the public domain. But it's such a nostalgic thing for people because it was an event. You know, everyone would sit around and, you know, the whole family, and it was something to look forward to. And I think it's nice to be able to play that and kind of spark those memories that people had.
That's right.
Well, thank you for sharing that, Jerry. That was really nice. Usually we just go on the tangent of talk of
the
town.
I like that, though. That was fun.
It really led into it beautifully. Yeah. But the third voice you're hearing right now is, of course, the fabulous Christina Liu, who is the radio show producer of Project Independence and You, who pulls this show together every week with fascinating guests. And, I mean, today's show is just incredible. You know, the Stephen Markowitz, just I could listen to him talk forever. It's just, it, you know, really drives you, and it's so wonderful that schools are participating and that, you know, you can just come to the center 7 days a week and really learn, and, you know, and it's the lesson that, you know, they're trying to get out there. It's really important that people remain educated. And I love that, you know, I mean, sadly, when the survivors move on, that their family members are taking on their message.
I know, I like that he said that's the second generation.
And that is,
I think that's
so important.
Yeah.
You have to do it, you know. So that was a really great interview. Thank you so much for pulling that together, Christina.
Yeah, well, you know, without fail, I mean, every week we have guests on who, you know, what makes it come across, they're both really invested. And that was, you know, today too. Two very obviously different things. You know, we had an author who's explaining her story and her experience, you know, and was really advocating. And so is Stephen Markowitz, you know. So I love when these things kind of piece together and, you know, you see them on paper, like two very separate kind of topics, but it really shows that there's people out there who are passionate and trying to just educate.
True,
really,
that's
which
very
is,
true.
It's absolutely wonderful, and you both did a fabulous job at your interviewing skills.
Oh, well, thank you. And, you know, like, what's happening next week?
So next week we have an exciting show. We have a full hour with DA Madeline Singus.
Amazing.
Will be on, so she will be talking about what's going on at the DA office, and just she's a very interesting woman,
yes,
so she will be on.
And then she was a speaker at our Aging in Place conference.
Yes.
Two 2015, yes, maybe? Yes, yeah, she was great.
And then we also have on Lisa Belinsky, who is the program manager over at Transit Solutions, because September 20th is Car Free Day
right.
in Long Island. And North Hempstead's a partner in that as well, so she'll kind of give some tips as to how to, you know, take that pledge and be car free that day. So that should be interesting.
Is that a work day or?
Yes, it's the next Friday.
Oh, it is. Yeah, oh, right, so true. Yes. Okay.
So we're going to have to figure out how we get to the radio show. We'll figure this one out. But we'll get tips if you turn in next week. We can find out all about it.
Maybe we can walk.
Yeah. And also, we really want to remind people to please register for the 5th Regional Aging in Place Conference and Expo. I'm already getting tons of registrations.
Oh, yeah. What are we up to there?
We're up to, I think, like almost 75 or something. And we haven't even promoted it.
Yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure how everyone
The one thing I want to say is it's a great location. Yeah. It's Harbor Links. We're having the Aging in Place Conference at Harbor Links.
Yeah, it's on October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Right. But space is limited.
Space is definitely limited. Yeah. So, you know, in the past, we've had more kind of roomy, but this setup is very different.
But we also remind people if, you know, it does fill up, you're still able to go to the expo. So, you know, you would call and you'll be notified, you know. So there's two different parts, and I'll tell Jerry a little bit, because you should definitely attend, Jerry, because it's going to be quite the...
Yes.
I did a few years ago, but I...
Yeah, so we do this every 2 years, so we know we're up. This one is, we want to give a shout-out to Northwell Health, who was our platinum sponsor for this. And we're going to have so many different exhibitors is one piece, so there'll be all different agencies, you know, that are geared towards services for seniors. We'll have, and then we're going to have our panel presentations. Obviously, Supervisor Judy Bosworth will open it up. Our keynote speaker will be the fabulous Dr. Maria Carney, who is in the geriatric department. She's kind of the geriatric guru over at Northwell Health. We've had her on the show, and she's been at a bunch of our conferences before. And then the first panel is going to be all about veterans' benefits and entitlements. So we have a bunch of speakers from the VA who will talk about the VA Mission Act, different spousal entitlements, caregiver. And there's so much that you could really qualify for. And this VA Mission Act, we had Joe Sledge on, who's quite the guru over at the VA Medical Center, on last week. And he talked about all this, and it's really important to know.
Right, yeah.
And then the second panel will be the Medicare 2020 updates, which is always the hot topic, because we're always promoting open enrollment, which will be coming up in October, where you really need to look at your plan, because there are changes, and, you know, it's different for every person.
So if you're confused by all the Medicare changes and updates,
and it really is a confusing topic.
You're not going to get a better panel of people to explain away everything you need to know. I'm sure they have Q&A.
There'll be Q&A. Yes, there'll be.
So if you're just kind of confused by the whole situation, you know, if you're, you know, even if you're the child of someone, you know,
what I want to remind people is that all these speakers, on top of just, you know, being in this panel, we'll also have tables after. So you're able to actually go, you know, and I always say this conference is a place where you are getting access to, you know, the creme de la creme of people. And it's really great to be able to ask that. And on top of the Medicare 2020 updates, there'll also be Daniel Ezzo, who is from St. John's University, who knows all about the Medicare Part D in particular. So you could actually, we're going to do these brown bag presentations. So you could sign up at the conference for a future date where you literally bring in, and I love these, you know, a brown bag of all your medications, and you will sit down with a pharmacist and they can go over it with you. And the amount of money that is saved is incredible.
Right. That's an important one.
And then we're going to have Sherry Glazer on, who is from the owner of Metro Physical Aquatic Therapy. There's a lot that Medicare will now cover for wellness kind of programs, which I think is really interesting, too, that a lot of people probably are unaware of. So, like I said, it's going to be an amazing day. There'll be breakfast served and tons of exhibitors as well. And transportation is available for those who need. So when you register, just let people know, and then we'll get in touch with you.
Yeah, Shari will get in touch with them. She's our mobility manager.
But you really have to register. Like I said, I mean, the fact that we're getting so many registrations in, which is very exciting.
And we haven't even sent out the newsletter.
Yes, the newsletter will probably be hitting, hopefully, you know, in a week or two. which is all geared towards the conference as well. But definitely check it out. Right. It's really a lot of work goes into it. And like I said, the fact that all these amazing speakers in their particular field are so knowledgeable, it's a great place to go.
Right, yeah.
So check that out. Once again, that's Tuesday, October 29th from 8:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. Dan Cox will also be featured there. We'll give a shout out so you can visit Dan at the WCWP radio table. So it should be great. So please call 311.
We'll definitely stop by that table.
Yes, absolutely. Call 311 or 869-6311 to register for that.
So we've got like 60 seconds in this first segment.
I know, we're just like really fun. And then it also is Tizzy, and I can't believe I have a sweatshirt on, so it's certainly getting a little colder today.
Me too. I'm late.
But the seasonal flu shots will also be coming up, so you can check those out at different locations. October 2nd, Tully Park. October 7th, Great Neck Social Center. October 22nd, Port Washington Senior Center, and October 23rd, yes, we can. But you need appointments.
You need appointments.
They're all free.
You have to call 311 to get those appointments. And when we come back, we'll do a little bit more of Talk of the Town. We'll be right back.